Good morning. This is Ben Rogers, and welcome to Local Matters. I'm excited today to have a brand new county elected official from Clay County. Her name is Keisha Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us is her ride or die, one of her best friends, and her co-worker and a county commissioner in Clay County, new elected. But she's not talking. She's shy. Her name's Jennifer Ritter, but they're in studio with me. Keisha was just elected to the circuit court clerk position in Clay County. And we're going to talk about how you campaigned in that process, what made you decide to run, how's it going in your first 12 days, even though you've been in the office for how long you've been in the office?
5 years.
5 years. See, so she's experienced, but she's now the county official in Clay County, the circuit court clerk. So first, before we get into all that, did you grow up in Clay County?
I did.
So lifelong resident.
Yes. I'm 25 years old, and I've lived there all my life.
25. Good Lord. Now I feel old. Jennifer, well, you're not talking, but I know how old you are, but I feel so old right now. 25.
Yes.
So you're probably one of the youngest circuit court clerks ever elected. I think my counterpart was 24 or 25. You met Heather.
Yes,
and
I did.
Think she was the same in Coffee County. So
yes.
That's pretty cool that you're that young and you were that ambitious and had the drive to go win an election. So
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what community in Clay County, because I love all the communities in Clay County, what community did you grow up in?
I grew up in Moss.
Moss,
yes.
The home of Dale Reagan.
Yes, yes.
The fire chief, county mayor, and everything
yes.
else.
I've knew Dale all my life.
He's a good guy.
He is.
And so he's been on here before, and him and the sheriff can't get Charlie Key on. I asked him to come on. Maybe one day he's y'all's good buddy. We can talk about him later
yes.
if y'all want to. So 25 years old, graduated from Clay County High School. Or
I graduated in 2015. I went to Honey Springs, so I was in 8th grade, and then I went to high school at Solana.
Well, because they consolidated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
How old were you when that happened? Golly, that's
probably
been,
like 2000 and...
It's been a while.
See,
so six or seven
yeah.
somewhere, because Dale was just elected, I think.
Yeah.
Been in a
I
year
think 2006
so.
Is when they consolidated.
So I was part of that. I had been at CTAS maybe a year, and I'm glad we brought this up, because consolidation of schools is something the county commission can decide to do. And in Clay County, you know, you had two high schools. Hermitage Springs was in our district at Upperman when I played football. Well, they didn't have a football team, but basketball and baseball. So I was at Hermitage Springs a lot, and I guess they thought it would be cheaper to have one school. County Commission decided to consolidate, and there was a lot of people who got mad.
Yeah. Green Springs is very good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So is there anything going on in the old high school right now?
Is it at Green Springs?
Yeah.
Well, they still have kindergarten through 8th grade
and
there.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay. So they got plenty of room probably for
yeah.
kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe growing over there. So I remember getting phone calls from citizens of the western side of the county
mm-hmm.
that said they wanted to be part of Macon County. And they like, how do you do this? And I said, you got to change the Constitution, not the United States, but of Tennessee, to move those county lines. That was a lot of drama.
Yes, it was very disturbing.
Yeah, so anyway, so Hermitage Springs, girl, that's good. What, were they Wildcats?
Yes.
Yep. What's Clay County, Bulldogs?
Yep.
Yeah. So, awesome. So, Moss Girl. Good deal. I'm excited. So, I want to know, so back in December... circumstance happened where there was a vacancy created in the circuit court clerk's office.
Mm-hmm.
So the vacancy was open. The county commission decided to fill the vacancy, and really they had to with the time left and the term. Jennifer, you were appointed that as the interim circuit court clerk. Keisha, you've been there 5 years.
Yes.
So you're familiar with the office. But y'all worked to basically you two and maybe what one other person?
Yes, we have one more girl in there right now.
And so y'all worked from December to now to keep that office going.
Yes.
At what point in time did you decide that you wanted to run for circuit court clerk?
About February, after I come back from maternity leave, I decided I would run, and Jennifer wanted me to, and I had people coming to tell me that I needed to run, that I needed the job. So
yeah, they trusted you.
Yes,
you've been there. Very personable.
Yes.
You're a little bit shy.
I love people.
Yeah, you do.
After
people.
I get to know you.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, and
I love meeting new folks.
And that's what it's about, really.
Yes.
Because last week, I don't know if y'all got to listen, I had Miss Peggy on from Overton County. She is one of the most well-defined people persons, or persons people, however you want to say it, that I've ever met. Because she loves people and mm-hmm. when they come in the office. So if you smile at somebody and you're welcoming, then... it's going
to
be great.
Yes, we're there to help you any
yeah.
way we can.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the services you do later on. So, decided to run in February. you've got your cohort over here that's pushing you. So was this a tag team effort on the campaign trail?
Oh, God, yes.
So what was your approach?
Well, we have met lots of people. Lots knocking on door to door.
Yeah.
So it takes that in Clay County.
That's what I was going to ask you. So in Clay County, do people like to see you come door to door and campaign?
Yes, they do. They expect to see you. You have some of the younger generation that does not want to see you. They'll be like, oh, you don't have to come by my house. But the older generation, yes, they'll call you out.
Well, in the older generation, they're old-fashioned. They're used to that. Yes. That's the way it was when they were younger. And they actually like to sit down and talk to you and get to know
yes.
you. So you got any funny stories from the campaign trail that's G-rated,
well,
we can tell?
My vehicle's still alive. I mean, I don't know how, but
did you
it's went off some bluffs. And
oh, wow. How did that happen?
I'm not a very good driver.
Oh, okay. Is that why Jennifer drove you this morning?
Yes.
Okay. I like your Jeep, by the way. That's a nice Jeep. So I'm glad you're safe. Did you knock on almost every?
I sure did.
Did you?
Every door. We started in March, probably middle of March after. Yeah, we started in March and then we ended about July, middle of July.
Wow.
Probably.
So,
and hitting every benefit there was and doing the food truck and yeah.
So afternoons after work, you were going to
yes,
doors
every Saturday.
And you had just had a child?
Yeah, I did. Yes.
Did you take the baby with you?
No.
I was about to say, listen,
I have a good family.
Well, you do, but I'm telling you right now, kids get people elected. Little babies.
Well, we hear that too.
So, but you just wouldn't, you don't
no.
want to expose them. To,
no.
You know, okay. Golly, that's a lot of work. Because Clay County is fairly small, but there's a lot of homes in Clay County.
Yes.
So what was your approach? Somebody opens it. You knock on the door, ring the doorbell. They open the door. Give me your spiel. Tell me why I should vote for you.
My name's Keisha Smith, and I was running for circuit court clerk, and I feel like I have the experience. I've been in there for 5 years, and I'm here to help y'all any way I can.
Did you get any questions asked? Did you get, like, what was your most common, or did any, I mean, because when I run for commissioner, people was asking, like, are you going to raise my taxes, which it's a different position.
Yeah.
But was there any questions about how you do things in the office? Are you going to do this? You going to do that?
Not really, no. I mean, people was pretty laid back and no.
Well, you got a counterpart in Clay County that went campaigning one time and somebody opened the door and they were naked. So,
well, yeah, I've heard that story.
I told that story last week, too. So that didn't happen to you, right?
No. I had one that was sitting in the chair naked. But
oh, see? Jake's about to spit out his coffee in there. But see, this is why we do this. This is what I love. So we can tell fun stories.
Yes.
So you quit in July campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
Were you completely exhausted, I guess?
Yes. I'm still recovering.
Did you set out? So election day was August, what, 4th?
4th. Mm-hmm.
Did you sit at a poll somewhere?
No, we did not.
Okay.
Me and Jennifer just hung out.
Were y'all open that day or did y'all close?
No, it was closed.
The county closed offices mm-hmm. that day. I can't remember. Some counties stay open, believe it or not. I don't know how they do that, but yeah, they stay open. So y'all just hung out and just waited for...
Yeah, I was very nervous that day. I hadn't been nervous the whole time. Like, I was very laid back. I decided it would be what it was going to be. I mean, if
well,
I felt...
All this work and all this processing and thinking about things and you're thinking about your future
mm-hmm.
and you're young, 25, yep. and of course, Jennifer, you're young too, but 25, you're thinking and all comes, it don't all come down, but this moment comes down to one day, well, early voting in this one day.
Yep.
Of course, you're nervous.
Yeah, I was
unopposed and I was nervous. It's like, did anybody go vote for me today besides myself? You know, I'm not sure my wife voted for me. She did. She did. But I, you know, so you're nervous. It's a natural feeling. So did you celebrate?
Yes, we did.
Big dinner.
We still need to do something
okay.
big, but it's not stopped yet. It's been so crazy.
So in Clay County, I guess you're the only new elected official, right? Full-time official? Because everybody else, Dale's still mayor and Donna's a clerk and
Angie Eads.
Angie, yeah, that's right. I'm going to have Angie
property
on, too.
Assessor.
So Angie filled a similar, filled
yes.
a vacant position as assessor property, and she won her election.
Yes.
You were opposed. How many opponents did you have?
There was 4 altogether, including me.
Wow.
Yes.
And you won by pretty... We're not
About
gonna,
3-something.
We're not going to brag, but you won
no.
by a pretty good margin.
Yeah.
So that means your hard work paid off.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope people believe that.
Yeah, they do because they showed up and voted for you. But 4 people total. So let's talk about why there was 4 people. There's no primaries in Clay County.
No.
You know, everything's nonpartisan. So there's no Republican primary, no Democratic primary. Those political parties in Clay County have decided not to primary. probably, and it's been that way since I've been a CTAS consultant, but probably one of the reasons they don't is they don't want to cost the county more money, because if you have a primary election, that's one more election you got to have in May, and it costs money. Jennifer, as a county commissioner, you're going to see how these budgets work, and you're going to see the cost of elections. And so it costs money to have elections, so I love the fact that y'all just have one election. You're saving taxpayer money, all right? So, but the bad thing about it is, the negative, I should say, about not doing a primary is there's more people that run in August.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you did a primary and somebody picks a party, then you're going to eliminate somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You can have independent, you can have as many independents as you want in August, but a lot of people that have primaries, the counties, they want to pick a side. But you had four.
Yes.
Was any of those people had any prior experience like you did?
No.
So your prior experience really helped you get through it and knocking on door to door.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I feel like I put a lot of effort into it.
You did. If you went to every door in Clay County, that's a lot of effort, because y'all probably don't think this. I'm pretty shy. I actually am. I don't think I would be able to go to every door in my district in that time and talk to people. I think I would get mentally exhausted. And it's worth it, but it's just, it'd be overwhelming to me. So.
It's great meeting all the people, though. I mean, there's roads in Clay County that I didn't even know existed.
And you're only 25
years old. And I felt like
old.
I knew Clay County pretty well, but.
See, that's a great perspective, Keisha. You like meeting people, enjoy talking to people. So I love that perspective. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So, new roads you discovered.
Yep.
Okay, so that's new back roads for the Jeep.
We got all kinds of stuff give to us.
Oh, nice. Did anybody cook for you when you walked to the door?
A lot asked me for supper, but
that's
no.
Awesome. See, I love old-fashioned county. So, great information so far. I'm with Keisha Smith, the newly elected Clay County Circuit Court Clerk. She's in studio with me. We got more to come after this break. Be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson in Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Keisha Smith, the Clay County Circuit Court Clerk, newly elected just a few weeks ago. She's technically going to be 3 weeks into her term, starting next Monday. And so I've been excited. You're doing great. Your counterpart, Jennifer, is here. She don't want to talk, so I'm mad at her. Technically, I'm not. But she's a newly elected county commissioner, and she and I have talked a lot about some stuff. But we've talked about why you ran and the campaign process, which is great information. I love the fact that you're passionate about meeting people.
Yes.
Because public service is about helping the constituents of your county. And if you're excited about meeting people and talking to people, then you're going to be just fine.
I hope so.
You are. I know you are. So let's talk about your office. How many employees are in the office, counting you?
Three
employees. Mm-hmm. Historically, there's been, four?
Four. Yeah. I have one on part-time on Wednesdays most of the time. So whenever me and Jennifer goes to court, she can just help answer the phone and take payments and that kind of thing.
How often do y'all have court?
Every Wednesday for general sessions.
General sessions. And then criminal court, I guess, is when it's...
Usually once a month, sometimes twice a month.
Okay.
If we have jury.
Okay. So... Which courts do you work with? You said general sessions, criminal court, what else?
And then we do civil.
Civil. What is your busiest court? General sessions?
General sessions, that you're criminal.
Every Wednesday?
Yes.
Criminal.
The general sessions, criminal. Yes.
So why is that the busiest court that y'all deal with?
All of our regular tickets come through there first. And then, I mean, they're usually handled in general sessions before they have to go over to circuit. I mean, they don't go over to circuit unless they're bound over and indicted or...
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
So who's the general sessions judge?
Jimmy Watt.
He's been there a while, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Judge Watt's a good guy.
He is.
He knows what he's doing. He's definitely got the knowledge. He's got a passion to serve, too. I'd love to have him on one
day. He's been very good to us.
Yeah, he's been good to a lot of people. So General Sessions is the busiest thing. You have three people total in your office with a plus a part-time.
Yes.
Do you see that changing maybe in your term?
No, probably not. I mean, I feel like me and Jennifer pretty well holds the office. I mean, we did it for 2 months by ourselves. And then we seen that we kind of needed somebody part-time in case somebody got sick or something. So,
yeah. Now, are your office doors open all day Wednesday?
Yes. We have court on Wednesdays, and then we're still there.
Then somebody's still in the office. Because it didn't used to be that way. And not all the Clay County offices are open on Wednesday.
No. Renee Davis, the chancery, is there 8 to 12. And then the mayor's office is open, but everybody else is closed.
Everybody else is closed. That's kind of a thing of the past. I don't know if y'all know that. You're so young, but still, you're smart. That's kind of a thing of the past. When I started at CTAS, there were probably half of my counties that were closed on Wednesday or closed half a day. I still got some that are closed half a day. But Clay County's got some offices closed all day Wednesday. Do they come in on Saturday?
Yes, 8 to 12 on Saturdays.
So they're closed all day Wednesday but come in half a day. And that's just for convenience of people that maybe can't get off work to go renew a tag in the county clerk's office or pay their property taxes in the trustee's office. But a lot of my counties are not open on Saturday anymore. So it's kind of flip-flop. They've kind of went to working Wednesdays and closing down on Saturdays. In Putnam County, it's 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, no Saturdays. So, but it's all different across the Upper Cumberland. It's different across the state, actually, about office hours. So busiest courts, General Sessions, Judge White is your judge. And that relationship, I know it's great from talking to y'all, but y'all are communicating a lot, you and the judge, right?
Yes. Yes, we have a good communication together.
Because there's so many cases coming through. That's part of your role is helping the judge with the cases and having a docket. So let's talk about what you're doing in your office. We know you're the clerk of the court, whatever court you're sitting in. You're doing that process. What other services are y'all providing?
We offer traffic school in case you have a speeding ticket the traffic tickets you can pretty well go to traffic school for, a lot of them. And then we have passports. We do passports in our office.
So, is the time frame on getting passports, is it delayed? Because when I went and got mine renewed a year ago, it was...
Yeah, it's 8 to 11 weeks.
8 to 11 weeks. It used to be, what, 6?
Roughly, 4 to 6? Yeah.
So, if I want to get a passport, what do I need to do? Come to your office and do what?
We can give you the form to fill out, and then you have to get your passport pictures, your original birth certificate, and a copy of your driver's license.
Do you take the picture?
No.
Okay.
Walgreens or Walmart.
So, y'all tell them to go somewhere that commonly takes passport pictures.
Yes.
And no smiling and all that stuff. No bling bling in your teeth that you're showing and all that
no
stuff.
No smiling.
I knew I'd get a laugh out of her. I'm going to make her do something in a minute. But traffic school. All right. Let's say I go to a county commission meeting one night. Dale calls me to come up or you call me to come up and talk about budget stuff or whatever. And I get a ticket. What's my options?
As long as you're going 25 and under, you can do traffic school. If not, you have to pay it in full. And if you don't hold a CDL.
Now, 25 and under, what do you mean? Not 25 over the speed limit and under?
25 and under, like under 25 miles per hour.
Oh, okay. So I have to, if I'm going over 25 miles per hour,
I have to pay it.
Wow. Listen, I've been in Clay County a lot. There's not many 25 mile per hour speed limit signs unless you're in the city of Solana, right? I mean, on the back roads, you can do whatever. Is there speed limits posted?
Over the speed limit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was... Okay, thank you. I was about to say 25. I mean, you...
I said miles per hour.
Okay.
I meant over.
So if it's a 55 and I'm doing less than 70.
70.
Then I can go to traffic school. Does traffic school in your office or is it in Clay County or where's...
Yes, we offer it in our office. You just come. We do it every third Monday night of the month at 5.
Now, y'all have to stay for that?
Yes.
Oh, that's fine. How long does that take?
Well, it's been taking an hour, but we're having to change our course, so.
Now, okay. Is that state guidelines? You're having to change your course?
Yes.
Okay. See, I don't know this stuff. That's why I have people on. I don't know the answer to that question. Yeah.
I think everybody offers different traffic schools. I mean, we have an online one, too, if you'd like to do that.
Really? How do you do online traffic school?
We just email you the information, and you go to the website, and you pay your fee online, and then you pay through us, too.
Is there a video, or is it a...
Yes.
Okay, so it's a video from the Department of Safety,
yes.
I guess. Nice. See, this is why I have people on, because I don't know these things. Luckily, I haven't had a speeding ticket since 2011, and it happened right out these doors where the speed limit changes from 55 to 70. I thought it was 70. I was doing 70. It was still 55, and the city of Covell police officer, a nice gentleman, pulled me over. Just bought the car in 2011. All I had was temporary tag, and he thought I stole the car. Mm-mm. Luckily, if it wasn't for my mom and dad being in the car with me, we were going to Chattanooga for one of my cousin's graduation party. If that hadn't been the car with me, he probably would have took me to jail for stealing the car. I showed him the purchase agreement and everything. Anyway, that's the last ticket I've had is 2011.
Well, you better not say much.
You're right. You're exactly right. So I didn't say much. I paid my ticket and went on, and luckily I've not been caught speeding. Notice I said caught speeding. I will not say I don't speed. I usually don't speed, but I have. So back to the passports. Do y'all get a lot of people in Clay County come to your office
we
on
do.
Passports?
Yes, lots.
And do you get any fees from that, your office?
Yes, we take a $35 fee.
Okay, and so that's money for the county.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good. I mean, so that means a lot of people in Clay County are traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a passport?
I do not. We don't have time to travel.
Great answer.
A vacation would be nice, but
maybe you
I don't
will
know.
When you get everything settled your first year or so, a few months, and staff's where they need to be and all that stuff. Maybe you'll have time to take a vacation. You
we
work too
so.
Hard not to take a vacation. So y'all ain't gonna fight in a minute, are you?
No.
Okay. All right. So we got more to come after this next break. We're gonna talk about what you're going to look for maybe in the next few years in your budget and how you're going to interact with the county commission. Are there needs in your office?
Mm-hmm.
Judicial commissioners, I don't know how that works in Clay County. We're going to get into that.
Okay.
Because it works differently in every county. And so we got a lot of good stuff after this break with Keisha Smith, the Clay County Circuit Court Clerk, in just a moment here on Local Matters. We'll be back. Welcome back to Local Matters, the fun stuff we talk about on the break. This is Ben Rogers. I have Keisha Smith, newly elected Clay County Circuit Court Clerk, in studio with me. She's doing fantastic. Her counterpart, Jennifer Ritter, is here. She still don't want to speak, but Jennifer does a great job. She's a newly elected County Commissioner. I will have her back on one day so we can talk about County Commission stuff. It might be a year. That might be taking her long enough time to warm up. But I love County Commission discussion. And speaking of County Commission, so we talked about you're good on staff. What do you want to improve about your office? I mean, I know you've only been there a few weeks, but you've worked there 5 years, so it's not like you're a stranger. So over the last 5 years, and now that you're getting in there as the elected official, is there anything you would like to improve about your office?
Well, we're going to have to go to the county commissioners about our traffic school, because we're going to have to upgrade it. So we're going to have to present to them a new budget for it. And then maybe our computer room or courtroom computers, they could use some updated. They're kind of out of date.
Is that the where y'all recording what's happening in court? Is that part of that process?
Yes.
And y'all use like BIS maybe?
Mm-hmm.
BIS recording?
Yes.
So maybe update some software.
Yes.
And update some computers. Okay.
I think we could use that.
And you'll have to go to the county commission probably to update or ask for more money in the line items for your maintenance agreements and your equipment and all that stuff.
Yes.
So you're getting prepared to do that maybe in the next couple of years.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're already thinking. Anything else that you would love to see change? As far as serving people and operations and stuff like that, people come in.
I'm always open to new ideas if people wants.
I love that answer.
To ask me to do something, I'll help them and see if
that's fantastic.
We can.
That really is a good answer. So, and people listen to Clay County; they listen to the show. So, if you're in Clay County, hey, she's an open book, open door. They like to talk to people. You got concerns? You got want to see something? Can people pay? Fees and fines online in Clay County?
No, we have not got that set up. We don't have an online website.
What kind of process is that? Do you know?
I don't know. We haven't never really looked into it. That is something to think about, because we have a lot of payments come through on the phone.
Really? So
yes.
A lot of people do call.
Lots
to make
of people calls.
I bet that's a lot, probably a lot more work for you to take it over the phone rather than them coming in person. But you don't mind.
No,
I know you
I
don't
mean,
mind. But so two ways to pay in Clay County, over the phone or in person.
Or mail in.
Mm-hmm. Or mail in. Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Maybe one day, I would encourage you to talk to AOC about the online payments. I do have counties that do that, and it's been pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I think we're probably the only county that doesn't in the Upper Cumberland.
I don't know if you might be. I don't know. I don't know if Pickett County does. They may or may not. But, yeah, I would look at that. That's something you could probably help out your constituents in making things more innovative and easier for them to pay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff. So, judicial commissioners. Mm-hmm. Do y'all have judicial commissioners in Clay County?
We do.
How many do you have?
One.
And are they working the hours that y'all are not working, I guess, to issue warrants?
Well, they're usually on call all the time during the day and night. But they are wanting us to start doing them out of the office during the day.
Do you have staff to do that?
I guess it'll be us.
you don't know. You don't know yet, but I guess you'll find out.
I believe they're going to come down there and do them, so it wouldn't be real bad. We have had the training, and we have to go to another training in October for it. So
you and your staff will be able to do it if you need
yes,
to do it.
Yes, we've been doing them. Well, I've been in the office 5 years, and I know I helped Angela out probably 3 years just if she needs help.
So what happens after hours if warrants needs to be done? Is it just
Angela usually does them? Yes,
she's
our warrants commission.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
She definitely can't go on vacation.
No. She calls us if she needs us, but it's most of the time her.
Well, the other circuit court clerks that I have that work with the judicial commissioners, sometimes they get calls at midnight saying, can you do this for us, you know, and issue this warrant. And so you may have to, hope you don't have to get into that. But so training, judicial commissioner training, what do y'all learn there?
Well, we did the last one online because of COVID, but we have to go to Memphis in October. So.
Oh, wow. That's a long ways away from Solana, Tennessee.
I'm not driving, so we'll make it there.
Well, based on your campaign stories, it might be a good idea that you don't drive. Falling off a bluff. I still want to know about that off the air, because I'm sure you ain't going to tell it here. But good stuff. So I guess going forward, you've got things you want to do. You're wanting to improve certain things. But I know you're open to the public. I know you're a people person. Is there a message you want to send to people in Clay County? Like, hey, this is what we're doing. This is, you just got elected, but you know, as elected official, you're always campaigning.
Always. It never stops.
Yeah. So anything.
We got to look forward for the next 4 years.
Yeah. Well, of course you're young and you got energy and you got a good team. Even though she don't want to talk, you got a good team. You know, you're always in the limelight. So do you continue to go to dinners and fish fries and volunteer firefighter fundraisers and all that stuff? Wow. And you've got
definitely
just one child?
All the ball games. And yes, I have one 8-month-old.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
How's that going?
Good. I have a good baby.
That's good. That's good. That's important. And you got a good support system.
Yes.
You got
a
good family.
I have a really good family.
Yeah. Mom and dad helping.
Yes.
You got any brothers and sisters that help out?
No, I'm an only child.
Ah. That explains a couple of things. I'm just kidding. They say only child people are spoiled, but I don't agree with that.
Well.
I don't agree with that.
I'm not spoiled, but maybe I am. But.
Well, you're very social to be an only child, because a lot of only child maybe not be social. But anyway. So what about working? Okay, Renee, she's a clerk and master.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to work with her a lot on certain things?
No, not a whole lot. I mean, she's always there to help us whenever we need help, though.
She's been there.
She's very good.
Wow. 16 years, I guess. She's very smart.
She is.
Very involved. But she does the civil side of things, most of it.
She does
civil,
chancery.
Right?
Yeah, we do general session civil.
Okay.
That's just like a detainer warrant, that kind of thing. Eviction notices.
Yeah. Okay. And she's only got one employee, right?
Yes.
And she's had one employee as long as I've known her.
Mm-hmm.
So Clay County is growing, right? I mean, there's more people moving in. That's not a bad
assumption.
Yeah,
our population's going up.
Do you feel it in your office? As many people as coming in?
Yes. Right. Half the people we get tickets on, they're from Clay County, but we don't know them. And I feel like we should know everybody.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty small county, you think, especially your campaign. So you see a lot of new people coming
in. Yes, lots.
Y'all they do a lot of speeding tickets in Clay County?
Yes. Our troopers are.
I have never gotten one. That's good information to know.
Don't say never.
I know, but I'm knocking on. Jake, I don't have any wood in here. I didn't know that. Like, I never see – I guess I come through Gainesboro, and I never see anybody. I come straight to Solana and go to y'all's headquarters, and I never see any trooper.
Yes, so, lots of troopers.
Okay. So, as services – as people are moving in, you know, services are going to change. So, the whole online stuff may be something. I'm just encouraging you a little bit.
Call, we're going to look into it.
Call Amanda Hughes at ALC, and she's going to hook you up. So, any other services you're looking at doing?
We've been asked about looking into an online service for our bonding people, so they can look up people's statuses.
Interesting.
I think Putnam County offers that.
How does that work? Do you know?
I've not looked into it yet.
So that would obviously cost you a little bit more money.
Yes.
You got one commissioner.
So
here.
I have to look at how much more money.
I don't. Who do you go? Do you go through ALC to do that as well, or is there some other avenue? Because I don't know how that works.
I don't know really. Okay. We have not.
Well, that's
we've just been asked to look into it. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, you've been really fun. You're warming up more, which I'm just preparing you for your future campaign. That's all I'm doing. And there's radio in Solana, right?
Yeah.
So they hadn't asked you to come on?
Nope.
Well, they're missing out.
I ain't heard none of the officials on.
I thought Dale did like a...
Well, he's the mayor. They like to talk to them.
Well, you're just as important. You're actually the busiest. You and the sheriff's office are the busiest offices in the county. That's every county. The sheriff's office and the circuit court clerk's office are the busiest offices in the county.
Yes, we are very busy.
And so don't sell yourself short. Dale's wonderful.
I know, but everybody wants to talk to the mayor because they want to see like things going on in the county. And
nobody wants to come pay
their
fines.
Nobody wants to come and pay their fines. No.
That's a good point. I don't know. That's a good point. Well, I'm just preparing you for future radio. I can tell you who won't be on the radio. Jennifer.
No, she's shy.
She's shy, but we still like her. So we just got a couple minutes left. I just want to know, if you get to go on vacation, where are you going?
Far, far away.
Is that like Antarctica or what is that?
Maybe not there, but
going to the beach or something. You like the beach?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be nice right now.
All right. So what I want you to do is when you go back to Clay County, you should tell Charlie Key, who is all our buddies, but I've known him since I've been working there, and he and my uncle were very close. Great guy. Everybody in Clay County is wonderful. I love the officials there. I always say it's one of my absolute favorite counties, and I mean it, because good-hearted people, they work hard. They want to do good things. They don't mind the growth. I know they don't. I know y'all don't want to grow at an exceeding rate where – you know, it takes the small town feel away, but there is growth. It's good growth. You got great officials, but why don't you go back and tell Charlie that you've been on my radio show, and that he probably won't be because I don't know, he's too shy.
Maybe we'll have to bring him over here because he's not shy.
He's not shy. He's one of the most outgoing people I know.
He does a good job.
He and Angie do a great job.
Yes.
So I love them dearly. All right. Thank you for being here. You've been wonderful. Jennifer, thanks for your support. You've been great. Good luck to both of y'all. If y'all need anything, you know where to call me, how to get a hold of me. I'll see you soon, because we got to work on some letter of agreements. We got to work on the budget a little bit, right?
Yes.
All right. That's my jam. I'm a budget guy. So, everybody, I hope you've enjoyed this, meeting somebody new. What I'm going to do the next few months is have several newly elected officials on and from the Upper Cumberland, just so we can introduce you to them. And what they're trying to do new in their office. It's been great talking to Keisha. Young and upcoming and aspiring. She wants to do the great things for Clay County, and she's just wonderful. Thank you to my man Jake for producing this and his patience. He's great. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody's day by smiling at them. We'll see you next week.